Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Blog Talk? This is Adorable P and another show of Be Serious, Love, Life, and Relationships. And tonight, our topic is...
the beautiful Miss Kelly Rowe. Kelly Rowe. Looking at you, baby, you got me inspired to becoming more than a motivational speaker.
Yeah.
In a lifetime.
Baby, I love the way we act so civil with each other. We can giggle with each other. We can nibble on each other when we make love. The way we be crippling each other.
Yeah.
Got me feeling like it really dipping me in butter. Ooh. Closing every door and now we closing every shutter. I'm loving every single thing about us now, especially how you want me to come and meet your mother. Baby, please make no mistake. Every single little thing about you, great. You know you already belong to me, baby.
Yeah.
But I'd rather leave it in the hands of fate. Mommy, know you motivate me to be your one-man team, willing to protect you, lay you down, and quickly taste your cream filling.
And when we're done.
That you know what to do with this. Got you all tongue tied like girl, I'm a fool with this. You make me work harder when you say my name.
Kelly Rowe come around, I be quiet. But when she leave, I be talking again. Yeah. Shorty be that motivation. I'ma take it there. You just give me your location. I got no more patience. Slow rotation. Keep it clapping for me, girl. More ovation. Got me doing shit. Girl, that body dangerous. Motivational speaker that uses body language. And I read it well. Them other boys ain't literate. I follow what you saying, you ain't got the Twitter shit.
And when we're done, feel my flesh, baby. And when we're done, gonna feel your hands all over me, baby. You can't stop it. Music still playing in the background.
is Adorable P, and this is B-Series Love, Life, and Relationships. And tonight, our co-host is S. Nice. What's up, S. Nice?
What it is. You already know what's popping.
Man, S. Nice, our topic tonight is what happens when our sex drive just don't match?
That means your chick got some whack puss.
Man, what if she just never want it, and you do?
She definitely got some whack puss.
What you going to do? You gonna try to motivate her, or you just going to go get some extra on the side, or you going to get out this relationship altogether?
Nah, motivation is the key. You already know, Bonita. Motivation is the key. Just play the right song for that. Let's start off the right way. If sure you don't want to give it a coach no more, motivation is the key. Now, once the motivation don't work, you already know what you got to do. You either keep it moving, or you just cheat and just keep shorty around.
You know, women have it just as bad. You know, I know it's kind of hard to believe that a man wouldn't want sex. But, you know, there's a lot of men out there that got women in sexless relationships. You know, and they just really don't believe sex is important. They think they can stay in their room, even sleep in two different rooms, and think, oh, girls supposed to be all good by not having no sex.
No. First of all, no man does not want to not have sex. I'm sorry. That's definitely not happening. Now, if you got a shorty that just don't want to give it up no more, you got to just drop it. It's over. She's whack. Why the hell would you want to hang around and just be with that for?
Maybe her sex drive just not as high as yours. Maybe she only want to have sex once a week.
Oh, hell no, Bonita. You don't even have sex once a week.
You might not have that chick that want to have sex like, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know, she might want it once a month.
Listen, Monita, there's no way you can sit there and be with a woman that only wants to give you the sexy thing once a month or once a week or even twice a week. Oh, no. You got to keep it moving. You got to go.
Yeah. And, you know, believe it or not, I did some research on this, and you would believe how many sexless relationships there are out there. Where, you know, when they got together, the sex was all good in the beginning. So they thought it was going to be all good, and it was going to be like this all the time. So you got the chick that's a nympho. And she like, this is going to be good, you know. And then you have a dude that he gave it to her as much as she wanted it in the beginning, you know. But then he got burnt out. She wanted too much sex.
That's when Wag will come in.
I'm going to tell you what it is.
Like, a lot of stuff is going down with women. If you're in a relationship and shorty ain't giving you no pooty, she's definitely not filling you, or you're not paying a bill, or you're not paying the rent, or you're not paying the car note. So she's just, like, leaving you half-assed. That's real talk.
What if she just having too much fun with Bob, and you can't compare to Bob?
Bob is a good dude. I met Bob a few times. You know, I tried to compete against Bob. I failed. I definitely can't go against Bob. Bob is definitely a dude that goes in. No, but some men got their ego. You know, you got an ego like, yo, that thing ain't better than me. But when you keep going and keep going and keep going, you definitely ain't gonna keep going for 3 hours.
You know, I was watching this YouTube video, and it was saying, like, if you got a man that, you know, that's, like, really not into it like that, that if you lay on the side of him and you and Bob get at it, you know, and it's something about you know, the pheromones that are released when you're actually having orgasms next to him and he's not involved. And so wake him up and make him want to be involved.
Nah. You know what? Maybe, because I've heard of certain situations in which Bob gets the job done, but Bob gets the job done so well that the dude just gets discouraged. He doesn't even want to try at all. Like, Bob went in, and why would he try? You understand?
You know what? I got a song for you that's going to tell you why women should put Bob down and pick up the dude.
Alright, let me get that. Turn me up a little bit more. Yeah. Probably would tell you you're beautiful if he could talk to you.
Oh,
I mean,
oh, ready, get ready, go.
If there was no expiration date on the batteries. Look, I've never been a hater. It's never been in my nature, and well, listen, let me hook you up, cause
Bob, don't say he miss you, and don't have lips to kiss you, and don't attempt to whip your ways to tell you how good you taste, yeah. See, Bob can't serve you breakfast in bed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, bathe your body, yeah, rub your feet. I can't compete with my
over
love.
Night.
I'm coming over.
Give me that real type of love.
Oh, 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 yeah.
Can we duplicate?
I want to turn you up.
Your body needs to be loved.
So I'm down, yeah.
Pray to God, please.
See, Bob.
Bob can't kiss those eyes.
Oh, no.
Bob can't share your morning ride. Bob can't stay this hard.
Think that you can take Bob anywhere, but Bob can't crush your skin, help you stretch and bend. And if you ask all your girlfriends, I'm sure you'll agree that Bob don't talk dirty to you. Bob don't get all flirty with you. Bob don't turn it around and make the bed bounce, 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 bounce.
Yeah,
like
I do.
Mean, you need that real
you
kind
need
of
that
love.
Real type of love.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't be duplicated.
Can't be duplicated.
Your body needs to be loved.
Be fruitful and multiply, yeah.
Way to God, baby.
I even touch myself sometimes.
Bob can't kiss those eyes.
Bob can't kiss
Bob
upon your
can't
side.
Share your morning ride.
Bob can't look
Bob
you in
can't
the eye. Sade followed by Al Green, followed by Raheem, followed by Prince, followed by DeBarge and MJB, and so to see it, Patti LaBelle, followed by the Ivy, the Earth, Wind and Fire, and the Van Troll.
Yeah.
Grace, you there?
Wow.
Yeah, see, he told you all the reasons why he was better than Bob.
Wow. Wow.
So he came with it. So now when a chick tell you she got Bob, you got all the answers and tell her why you better than Bob now.
Wow. I try to write some of those down. I try to write some of those down. I was trying to write them down. I'm driving, you know, I was just trying to write them down. But he was talking about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you know, he was like, hey, Bob can't caress you. Bob can't do none of that stuff. He can't kiss you. He can't tell you he love you, you know.
Wow.
But, you know, and you know, I was thinking about another thing. Like, you know, like women with high sex drives, right? I was watching this lady on YouTube, and this lady got this disease where, like, she have, like, over 300 orgasms a day. And so
That's impossible.
No,
is impossible.
Man, I'm telling you. Man, I'm telling you, check this out. It was no lie. She was like this lady from England or something. She was on YouTube. You could search her on YouTube. And it was like her body just always have orgasms. Like, even she could be driving down the street and have an orgasm driving down the street. And so it was so funny because they showed this cheesy-looking man with her. And he had probably met, when I say this dude looked like perverted, like for real, you know. And it was bad. I mean, and this wasn't like some like sexy chick. This was like some ordinary like Joe type chick, you know. And this dude had this big grin on his face. And she was like, yeah, I finally found somebody that likes sex as much as me. And we just get it in all day, you know? I was like, wow.
But that is disgusting.
She said all her relationships fail because of her high sex drive.
You know, women with high sex drive are dangerous. They are dangerous. Let me be the first to say that. I'm not afraid to say it at all. Women with high sex drive are dangerous because they end up doing the craziest things in a relationship. They try to use Bob, you know. They try to use Bob, but once they go with their relationship partner, and they see like they need more, well, they end up cheating. You know that's true. They end up cheating.
I think the biggest thing is when it just seems like you can't get enough. You know, it's kind of like eating food, and you don't get that thing that fulfills you. You know, like you try shrimp, but that's not really what you got a taste for. So then you try crawfish, and that's not really what you got a taste for. So you got to go get some more, and you just keep looking for that that's gonna fill you up and satisfy you. And until you really find that, it's like you're on this constant search, you know.
That's exactly what I'm saying. They used Bob. Bob wasn't good enough. They used the partner in the relationship. He's not good enough. And then they start straying, and they start messing with women and start messing with other dudes. And now that messes up a lot of situations, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's like I've seen it both ways. Like I've seen it where, you know, like I know this instance where there was this guy who was with this girl that had, like, no sex drive. And then his friend, you know, his best friend had a high sex drive, but her husband had no sex drive. And they ended up hooking up, and it was like life was wonderful for them. You know, it wasn't wonderful for their mates, but, you know.
Wow.
And, you know, they had smiles on their face all the time because now they was finally satisfied because they met somebody with the same sex drive.
Wow.
You know.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, you know, so, I mean, I think it's one of them things that maybe you should talk about before you actually get into this relationship. You know, like me.
Okay.
You know, like, I think you should have a sex contract. You know, and in this sex contract, you say, you know, you sign on the dotted line that, you know, I'm going to have sex and you're going to give me sex at least twice a day at a minimum.
Wow. Wow. Twice a day.
You know, yeah, at least twice a day. You know, I won't push it for three, but it's at least twice. You know, and in this sex contract, you also specify, you know, if you're a man, you know, in your sex contract, you say, look, if I like oral sex, you have to agree to give me oral sex at least four times a week out of seven.
Really?
Yeah.
So, you wait, know, so if you like oral sex, that means you like giving oral sex.
Yeah, well, I mean, it depends on your partner because, you know, some chicks, for some reason, they don't like it.
I'm asking you, woman. That means if you like getting oral sex, that means you like giving oral sex.
I like pleasing my mate.
Let me get that contract.
And, you know, you know, if that makes my mate happy, you know, and he gives me the same thing that I desire, then, you know, 69 is on.
There's not a lot of women out here like that that like to just, you know what, if this is what you like, this is what I'm going to give you. And then we go back to the whole cheating thing again. So you just say anything about what's going on with the sex drive and women like this, women like that, and this, this, that, and the other. But if a woman has a high sex drive and she loves specifics about having sex, hence oral sex, and her partner doesn't like giving it, she might find someone else that could do it.
Yeah, you know, and that's one of the big things, and you'll find it. And I'm a witness to that from listening to my girlfriends and listening to other women, you know, just like men. Like men are straight. If their girl don't like giving them head, you know, they gonna go find somebody in the street that will.
Yes.
And it's the same. And it's the same thing with women. If women like having oral sex given to them, and their guy is not doing it, believe me, that you know, Mr. Trey Songz down the street, Mr. Sexy at the club, that's sitting there licking his tongue out at her. You know, she gonna go test him out because he offering what she wants and she ain't getting it at home.
Exactly. That's why fellas gotta man up. Fellas, you have to man up. Nothing wrong with licking the cooch.
Man, I've had men tell me, you know, my homeboys have told me, you know, nah, I don't do that. I was like, is that the reason why you have a new girlfriend every 2 months? Because you tell her you don't do that?
Exactly. Fellas, man up.
You ain't gonna find somebody that will?
Fellas, man up. Fellas, man up.
I mean, it's like, but I find out it's more of, I would say, the African-American population that have a problem with it. You know, some are open, but, you know, they're like, nah, I'm not doing that. Or either they want to say that for the woman that they marry.
Fellas, man up. That's what I'm going to say. I'm just going to end it with that. Fellas, man up. Don't be afraid to give that woman what you want, what she want. If she wants you to lick the pole piece, lick the pole piece. What are you scared of?
I don't know, man. I think they're afraid of getting attached, you know, because I always heard once you drink the juices, it's all over for you then, man, because you just hooked.
Oh, boy. The thing about that
but
is just the fact that they think it's swamp.
I heard it was, but you know what? I heard it's the same thing for women, though, you know? That once they swallow and it go to their brain, you got some stalkers on your hand, man.
Yes, yes. I could vouch for a few. You know, I just want to give a shout out to Taniqua. You know, thanks for listening. I want to shout out Angie. Thanks for listening. I want to shout out Maria. Thanks for listening. You know, I'm going to make that happen. You know, the juice is flowing. The juice stays flowing, and you love the juice.
Hey, you know, but I mean, it's like really odd because I mean, I'll be the first to admit that was one of the reasons why I left my marriage because my ex-husband thought sex was not important. You know. And what men do not understand is that when you're not getting it is when it becomes an issue. Sex isn't an issue as long as you're getting it. Sex is an issue when you're not getting it enough.
Exactly. 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 See, in a marriage, if you're not getting it in a marriage, and you guys been together for about 40 years, and you're still not getting it, that means you just content with whatever you get out of that marriage. That's why I don't get married, Bonita. That's why I'm not getting married. That's why I'd rather just be single.
You know what? I want to get remarried because...
What? That'd be crazy.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you why I want to get remarried. Because, like, right now when you're having sex when you're single, you know, just to get a little religious here, you know, they tell you it's a sin, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you get married, you can be as freaky as you want to be, and it ain't even a sin. Matter of fact, the Bible encourages you to be a freak.
Really?
And have all the sex that you want. And it even say that the man ain't got a right to tell you that you can't have it. He got to give it to you. So, that's one of the reasons why I want to get remarried. Just so I can have continuous sex all the time and he can never tell me no. Because it ain't his body no more. It's mine, and I can just take it if I want it.
She said it's mine. Not your body no more. It's my body. You're married. But that goes the same for you, though. But that goes the same for you. So that means your hubby can walk in and say, give me that.
Yeah, man, that is, like, fun. You know, I want him to walk in and, like, Raymond, check this out. I got the song for that right here. Hold on.
Let's go. Follow me on Twitter, DJ S Nice 029. Let's go.
What? It's not playing? Oh, my God. That is, like, horrible. Wait a minute. Here you go.
That's definitely horrible.
Damn, what is going on with Blog Talk here? Not playing my music. That is just not good.
They might not like your selection.
Oh, well, we're going to fix that. Wait a minute.
Get out of here. No, not from the music, but just from looking at you.
Come on, baby. Girl, you look like a million bucks. Yeah. Any closer, girl, I might bust. Ain't the Belvedere talking, baby.
No.
It's your body making me crazy.
Making me crazy.
I can't wait to get
you alone.
'Cause, girl, you got my love on swole.
Yeah.
Dance all night, girl, work up the sweat. 'Cause tonight you ain't gonna forget. I won't stand you alone, no. I'm gonna wear it out, babe.
Now, that's the kind of music that we should be playing. And that's what a woman wants from her man.
Stop that shit, Bonita.
It is. You know, that's what a woman want to hear right there. You know. Hey, we got a caller. You know, we're going to see if he want to come live, if he just listening in. Caller, are you there? Maybe they're just listening to the show. But, I mean, that's what, you know the biggest problem about a woman with a high sex drive, Mice, is like she's always afraid to admit it because she don't want the dude getting scared and running away.
The freaks.
You know, it's like you get the undercover freaks. You know, the ones that's like, you know, look all innocent and sweet, you know. And she don't want to reveal that, you know, man, look, I'm a nympho. You know, that's not what she want to tell somebody when she meet them.
They're freaks.
You know,
you be
like.
That's the point. They don't want to mess with a freak. Someone that's a high sexual drive. They're going to sit there and dog you in a relationship, and they know it.
Why is that?
Come on, if you got a dude that just barely makes a half hour going in, the woman's going to play them. You got a dude that comes home from work, tired. Shorty's home. She just cooked. You got a great meal. She got a nice little lingerie on. She's trying to go in. What you got to give her? I'm tired. And you go to sleep? She's going to play you.
Yeah, like them two-minute brothers.
Oh, right. I mean, I ain't want to talk. I still didn't know they existed, but you know.
Yeah, they exist out there. God knows they exist.
Like literally
you know,
two minutes in, they go
yeah, like,
over them. So.
Yeah, they're like overdone and snoring. And you never got yours.
Wow.
Now, for a woman with a high sex drive to meet Mr. Two-Minute Brother, that is just not a good look for him. I don't think old boy is going to last very long in this relationship.
So now let me ask you something. Let's say you meet
mm-hmm.
the Two-Minute Brother. Let's say you do meet the Two-Minute Brother, and in 2 minutes you're willing to pull that off, whatever you need to reach, the level you need to reach. He's still a Two-Minute Brother to you? Will you still think of him as a whack person? Or will you
yes.
say, it only takes 2 minutes, but I got mine?
No, because I'm going to be pissed off in 2 minutes. I'm going to be highly pissed off and mad in 2 minutes is what's going to happen. You know, so that just would not be a great situation at all.
You got to do a lot of eating. You got to lick a lot of things. You got to do a lot of eating and lick a lot.
But, you know, what about the guy, though? You know, because guys really tend to have a high sex drive at certain points in their life. Where it's like they just can't get enough. But they meet this woman and they said, okay, I'm gonna marry her, right? So they get married and then they realize I'm just not getting enough at home. So this is when they start cheating. And it becomes the wife, the girlfriend, the lover, the homie, the friends with benefits, and it's like they're constantly just not being able to get enough. You know, it's like they're always looking for more. You know, then it's porn, and then it's phone sex with other women, and, you know, is there any way that this wife can salvage what she's caused by not giving this man none at home?
She ought to give it up, whether she like it or not. That's my answer.
So now we got Shorty that's out there faking orgasms.
Give it up whether she like it or not. She don't want to mess up her marriage. She got to give it up whether she like it or not. Give it up.
Okay.
It ain't about you no more. It's about your man. Give it up whether you like it or not.
So it's like no more rolling over because I got a headache, you know.
Okay, but you already know. You know, woman. You know, Bonita. It's the truth. You got married into the situation with a man that's sex drive is out of control, and you were giving it to him in the dating stages. Because we both know this is the dating stages, whenever he asks
mm-hmm.
for it, morning, noon, or night, no matter what, baby, I need your body. Take my body. You gave it to him no matter what. What you're telling me is now you're married and you're saying like, you know what, okay, whatever. I don't want to have none. No, hell no.
Well, you know, it's like I heard a lot of women say things change because you know, now you got a full-time job, you're taking care of the house, you're taking care of the kids, and by the time it's time to go to bed, you're just too tired to be trying to have sex.
Well,
so a man should understand.
She's going to sleep better. She'll sleep,
you
buddy.
Know.
She'll sleep, buddy. Give it up, baby. You're going to sleep, buddy. Keep your marriage alive. Give your husband the poo-poo.
Man, you know, I've seen a whole bunch of men out there being miserable, and all they got to do to calm themselves is masturbation. Because they trying not to cheat.
Masturbation is a very, very, very useful thing for us. You know, I'm not going to lie.
Is there such thing as too much?
Too much masturbation?
Uh-huh. Does that cause a man to have a low sex drive because he does that too much?
No,
and maybe by the time he
gets
with the woman, he don't want it?
He got to keep his situation satisfied, mama. You got to keep himself satisfied. It's not too much masturbation. I mean, once he gets married, there's no way he needs to masturbate. That means that woman's going to give him what he wants.
And if she's not, that's probably going to be a bad thing.
I hope not. I hope not.
I think maybe you need to get married and find out. That's nice.
I'm not getting married. I'm good with the whole, I'm good with the situation that I got.
Oh, okay.
But I tell you one thing. I never have to masturbate.
No. Well, this is what I decided out of my life. After coming out of a sexless marriage, I decided I would never get married again unless the dude that I was married had a sex drive to match mine.
And that's only, what, twice a day?
No, it's more like three times a day, four.
Stop lying, woman.
Like more sex than food, you know.
Stop lying. Why don't you squeeze the second one off? You're ready to go to bed.
Oh, man, come on now. You got to have multiples on and on and on, and you'll be all good, you know. You'll always be a happy person, then. You know. But it's like, I feel like if you got a low sex drive, you need to go find somebody with a low sex drive, and then y'all will get along perfectly fine.
Yeah, definitely get along perfectly fine.
But I don't think them low sex drive people need to be dating and marrying high sex drive people, because you're not going to change each other.
You're definitely not going to make each other
gonna
happy.
And
you're not going to make each other happy.
You're going to end up divorced. Happy. You're going to be divorced or cheating, one of the two.
And most likely it will be cheating.
Yeah, it's going to be one of the two. It's either going to be divorced or cheating, because it's just not going to happen, you know. Or you can always do, like, you know, have you heard that new song by the Lonely Boys and Akon?
You know what? No, I can't say I did.
No, I got to play it. I heard it, and I tripped out. So, I'm going to play this right. Yeah, we're gonna take a break real quick. You guys, by the time we come back, our co-host, Ace Mice, will be on the ones and twos in the club, throwing it down like, you know, my Spice and Squad DJs do it, you know. So he might not be back, you know. And he may, it just depends, but it's almost time for him to hit those ones and twos out there for me. So, you know, I'm going to take it out on this new hit called I Just Had Sex, you know. So hold on.
There it is.
Sometimes something beautiful happens in this world. You don't know how to express yourself, so you just got to sing. Let me
It was the bet when I had the sex. Man, my penis felt great, and I called my parents right after I was done. Oh, hey, didn't see you there. Guess what I just did? Had sex, undressed, saw her boobies and the rest. Was sure nice of her to let you do that thing. Nice of any girl ever. Now sing. A good thing. She could be my wife. That good. The best 30 seconds of my life. I'm so humbled by a girl's ability to let me do it. Cause honestly, I'd have sex with a pile of manure. With that in mind, the soft night smelling girl's better. But she let me wear my chain and my turtleneck sweater.
So this one's dedicated to them girls. Gotta let them flop around on top of them. Yeah, the hero far where the shooters are. We wanna thank you all for letting us fuck you.
She kept looking at her watch. Been a racist. She put a bag on my head.
Okay. When I said I was like Akon, for some reason I was looking for songs with Akon on it when I ran into that song on YouTube. And I was like, wow, Akon, you just get on anybody's song. But then I heard teenagers playing
the song. The money gotta be right.
But you know what, though? This song has become a song for teenagers. I heard teenagers just blasting this song.
Wow.
I was like, wow, really? You know, so it's kind of crazy. But, you know, my whole thing about this whole topic, about differences in sex drives, you know, I'm with you. I think that either Shorty needs to come with it and understand if she don't give it to him, somebody else will. And the same for the dude. You know, if you ain't giving your girl sex and she going to cry to Bob one day, somebody going to be sleeping in your bed, you know. And you're going to come home and find some stuff that you ain't trying to find.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be very unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
if your girl is coming home in a great mood every day with a smile on her face and you're not giving it to her, believe me, somebody is.
Yes.
Because a
yes.
chick with a high sex drive, I'm sorry, if you met her and she had a high sex drive, you know, just because you don't want it don't mean her sex drive is going to change.
Now, the crazy thing is, I had a situation in which my man explained to me how his brother just lost his shorty because he have a high sex drive.
And he
two
don't?
3 minutes. He don't. He can't rock out. He can't
go
in.
You're going to lose him. You know, because, I mean, you're going to sit there and you're going to be like, okay, do I really want to be miserable with this person because they can't satisfy me the way I need it, you know? Or do I just want to dump him and go find somebody that can hang out with me You know, if I want it all night, they can give it to me all night. And after 2 minutes, they ain't sleep.
Yeah.
You know, that's, yeah, I mean, that's really the situation, you know. For a female, you need to understand, if your dude got a high sex drive, I'm telling you, if you're not giving it to him, believe me, he got somebody on speed dial.
Mm-hmm.
Meeting him on his lunch break before work and afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And if he get off at 2 and he don't make it home till 6, believe me, between 2 and 6, he is somewhere else getting it.
Mm-hmm.
You
that's
know,
true, legitimate.
And same thing,
true.
With the, same thing with the female. You know, all of a sudden, she up going to work early. She working late, and you can't never find her doing her lunch break. Shorty
well,
getting broke off somewhere.
She already had it. She already had it.
Yep, and when she come in the house, if the first place she go to is the shower before she say hello,
mm-hmm.
you know it is an issue because she getting her sex drive
mm-hmm.
in gear, and somebody she didn't meet is going, don't worry about it, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, remember that song that came out a while back called, what is it, the Splackabilly?
I don't remember that.
Oh, man, that was a song that came out a while back saying, if your man won't give it to you, I will.
Mm, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember
that. I'm like, man, that's wild. But, you know, it's just crazy, though, you know. So everybody's got to be really careful, and they really got to think about this whole sex drive thing when you're talking about getting together. It's more than having great conversation. I'm sorry if you really believe that it is, that you could be in a relationship and it's about being my friend and having a great conversation. You know, I'm sorry. I can have a friend, and it has nothing to do with sex, but if you're in a relationship, and you know that person has a high sex drive, she wants more than your conversation. It's a wrap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She can talk to anybody. But you know what, guys? It's coming to the end of our show. Next week, DubX will be back with us. You know, he just had to do a little overtime tonight, and he's got to go in and work early tomorrow. You know, but, yeah, what's up, DubX? You know, he's going to keep it live for you right here. Your spot is staying warm. You know, but next week, you know, we're going to let you know that it's going to be off the chain next week. We're going left, all the way left. And we're actually going to talk about that cheating female and that cheating man, and what makes your mate go out there and cheat?
Fucking horse.
So, you know, we gonna lock it down right here. And it's always about love, life, and relationships, and be serious, you know. We're going to keep it real. We're not gonna pull no punches. We're not going to make it sound all great. You know, it's not going to tell you everything is good when it's not. We're going to be real with you. It's called real talk. That's the reason why it's at this time of night. You know, little kids, cover your ears. You shouldn't be listening. This show is for grown people, and we talk about grown people topics, you know, all day long. Right here with Adorable P. And tonight, DJ S. Nice is going to go throw down for us out there in the club. So you know what? We're out of here, and we're going to go out on another new song called Wet the Bed.
There it is. Everybody have a good night. You already know what it is.
Woo!
Get a sound of your body. Drip, drip, drip. As I kiss both sets of lip, lip, lip. Wow. Get a sound of your body. Drip, drip, drip. As I kiss both sets of lip, lip,
I ain't afraid to drown. if that means I'm deep up in your ocean. Yeah, girl, I'll drink you down, sipping on your body all night. I just wanna take your legs and wrap around. Girl, you coming right now. My head to your chest, feeling your heartbeat, girl. Swimming all in your sea, and you sweating all over me. Bring it forward, don't you run, run. I don't want to be a minute man. Maybe you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet. About to get inside your mental, bend your back like it's limbo. I'ma make you feel like an info tonight. Oh, you're mine, baby girl. Oh, anytime you want it, I'm ready and willing, girl, to give it. I start to look in your body, you go to trembling. Flip it around, girl, let me get it from the side. And can I visit all those spots you like? Your neck, your back, your sexy lips, booty and thighs. I don't want to be a minute man. Maybe you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet.
You can tell as soon as I approach her. When you feeling uptight, get it right. Don't fight, lighten up like Sammy Sosa. Women call me the super soaker, and I'ma soak your bed to death. How long can you hold your breath? Asthma attacking, waking up wondering what happened. Making me high like Tony Braxton. You can't deny you wanna break my back in. Two, what you wanna do? Look at you with your birthday. Two. The forecast said it's cloudy tonight, and I'ma have your body like about to get baptized, baby. Hurricane Luther. Ain't no way you can weather this storm.
Get it down to your body, drip, 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 as I keep focusing.